You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Fuck your mother. Here, hit yours. Go.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
All right. We're here. We're doing a My Wife Hates Me podcast today. And for the second time only out of 300 and the about 350 podcasts we've done from our dining room in the old place, our dining room in the apartment complex when our house burnt down, and now our dining room in our new place, I have a guest. Second time in the history of My Wife Hates Me. And this is an amazing guest. You know, I mean, shit, a lot of people get, you know, like rock stars or fucking famous actors. I have one of the, or, you know, like an astronomer or, you know, whatever, a hot porn star. But I have the one of the probably the number one pest control exterminators in New Jersey. I mean, listen, you can go. There's pest exterminators everywhere. And yeah, they're just exterminators. This one is a whole nother level of exterminator. Okay, one, see if you can find Bonnie. See if you can find where she is now. No, with an exterminator like this, you can't find her. Anyhow, the name of his company is Primary Pest Control. Primary Pest Control. And I'm going to introduce him in a second. He's out of Old Bridge, New Jersey, central, right in the middle. So he can get wherever you have a pest. Welcome, Chris. How do you say your last name?
It's Chaselski.
Welcome, yeah. Chris.
Thank you, Rich, very much.
Is that Russian?
Polish.
Polish.
Little Polish, yeah.
Little Polish. So now we moved into this new place, I don't know, about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Bonnie won. Well, anyhow, you're doing a bunch of excavating. Two houses, or like, I don't know, what's that about?
It's probably about 300 feet from your house.
350 feet,
something about that, yeah.
It was all trees and back, whatever. And now they completely leveled it because you're building a 190 unit townhouse complex. And I think they're putting a little park there too, or whatever. Yeah. Now, so since then, we caught two mice, because mice have to go somewhere, right?
It's cold. They stir them up over then, you know, a couple hundred feet away. They're going to come right to your house.
They're going to come running.
Absolutely.
You know, especially with the noise and the tractors and all that.
Yeah, they get afraid. It gets cold. It's time of year. They're looking for somewhere warm to go in and nest.
So we caught two. And then right now my daughter in her room says she hears stuff running, you know, up in the attic.
In the attic, yeah.
So I put out on Twitter, I need a plumber and pest control. He got back to me. No plumber got back to me. So I ended up yesterday, I went to Yelp or whatever, got a plumber, and $1,200 later, two sump pumps.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I didn't need them, I got two brand new sump pumps.
Yeah. So you don't got to worry about that. Yeah.
You have a sump pump where you live?
Nope.
No,
I don't have a basement or anything. I have a crawl space. Doesn't really get water in it. I got a, and it's just a slab home. So no, I don't have
a slab home.
Part of my house is on a slab. It's just concrete poured right onto the dirt. The other part, it's a half crawl space.
Trailer? Like a mobile home?
No, not like a mobile. It's just a house without a basement. Just think of it. The floor, instead of there being everything underneath it, it's just poured concrete.
So you live in a mobile home.
Yeah. Saying. Yep. Yep. Mobile home in Olbridge. Yep.
Wait, so it's just a slab of concrete from one end to the other.
Yeah. It's a part slab, part crawl space.
And there's a foundation above the slab, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a foundation. Yeah. And then the floor and everything goes right on top of that foundation. There's really no.
So the crawl space is the foundation between the foundation and
the crawl space is on the, if you were to look at my house, left hand side of my house is on a slab. The right hand side of my house is on a above a crawl space.
Is there land by your house?
Is there land?
Like, I mean, fields or I mean,
not in my neighborhood. I'm only on a quarter acre. So I have a tiny, tiny little property. Not like you got a much bigger property. So that's why you're going to have more problems with animals, you know, especially mice, field mice, those types of things.
Yeah. The front yard alone is gigantic. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
So now Chris explained, we'll talk about the mice thing first. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to move on to some serious shit like rats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is some serious. Good stuff. This is, you know, I'll tell you the story how. Well, anyhow. So she said she heard you went up in we have an attic. Not a, what do you call that?
It's an attic. Yeah.
It's an attic. Yep. It's not livable.
No. It's all storage. You know, it's just your standard attic where people would throw stuff up.
So you're saying now, why would a mouse start come in through wherever, ground level, and end up in the attic?
So the way mice usually work.
Oh, hold on. God damn this. I forgot the camera came off.
It's okay.
Oh, it's Bobby Kelly. Bobby. Hold on. I'll put you by the microphone. This is going to be my best podcast ever.
Two guests.
Because we have a rodent exterminator at our house. So I'm putting him on the podcast because we have mice. They just tore down a whole, acre of property two doors down from us to build a townhouse complex. So a couple of mice. Yeah. So a couple of mice ran over here. But the main reason his name is Chris. The main reason I called, just answer this quick. Me and Bonnie had an argument, and Bonnie said, your wife never cooks you dinner. Is that true or not true?
My wife cooks dinner. She cooks breakfast every morning. She'll cook lunch and dinner, especially dinner. We have dinner. She's cooking it right now.
Oh, wait, hold on, Bonnie. Hold on, Bonnie. Come here. I don't care. Come here. Go ahead. I'm waiting for Bonnie to come here because she's not coming. So she cooks dinner and lunch and breakfast?
I wake up in the morning and she makes coffee every morning and then she'll make Max's breakfast and then Matthew and she'll make me eggs or whatever I want. You know what I mean?
Anyhow, listen to me. Getting on my fucking nerves.
I love Bobby.
This is more important.
Yeah, I'm the bigger guest, obviously. Yeah.
Nobody cares about his fucking eating habits.
You know what, dude?
Yeah. So okay, so start with the mice comes in.
Yeah. So the mice, they're most of the time they start low, they work their way up. They're crawling, same thing, crawling insects. They start low, they work their way up. They go up the foundation, they go to underneath the siding. From the side, and they usually end up right on the sill plate in the basement. Then they'll go right up behind. They can follow right behind the wall void, end up right into the attic. Now in the attic, there's privacy, there's warmth. They get into the insulation. There's a lot of places to dig, a lot of places to hide, and there's not a lot of movement up there. Now, when you're here on the main level, the basement, you're in there moving around, dog, kids, you, you're making a lot of noise. So they get skittish. That's also the other reason a lot of people hear them at nighttime. You know, it's silent, you know, they're free to move about and walk around. So from the attic, they'll live up there. They'll go up there, dig into the insulation. That's usually what you're hearing or what your daughter's hearing. She's hearing them digging through the insulation down. They start hitting the sheetrock. They start scratching it. It's much louder than actually people expect. When you originally said you thought it may be possibly even a squirrel And I told you that's extremely common misconception. People hear something loud, they go, how can something so small make such a big noise? But it's they do. They make a lot of noise.
And like if it was a squirrel hibernating, you would you would have saw a bunch of nuts.
Yeah, you would see they disturb big areas of the insulation. If you ever see a squirrel nest up in a tree, how big that is, what they'll do is they'll go into the insulation, they'll kind of kick it all out like that, make a big circle. They'll bring stuff into the nest. They'll bring other nesting material into it. Squirrel mice, they do the same thing, but much smaller scale and where you can't see it. So if they dig down into the insulation, it could be right under the insulation that they're doing that stuff. But usually, they want to nest somewhere close to food, water, and warmth.
So my insulation, because I have never gone up there because I'm too freaked out. My insulation goes between there's none going up the rafters between the shingle.
On the outside? Or so in your attic, everything, all the insulation is laid in between your roof rafters and your ceiling. You know,
Yep.
It's laid. So it's right there. Not in the roof.
Heat stays in here.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. So the attic itself, it's not in the roof of the outside, but it's over the ceiling of the inside of your house. Cause in the attic you have vent systems that, you know, so that you don't get mold, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It lets that airflow go through and dry everything out.
But usually most houses have them right under the roof between the,
some actually, yeah. No, most are just like yours.
Oh, really?
Most, that's how most attics are. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm surprised. I guess if you're not
If you're using it as a living area, then they would do the roof rafters and that. But if you're not, then they just do right above the ceiling, right above the sheetrock.
So they'll go up in the attic because obviously there's nobody up there in this attic because it's just a pretty much a storage attic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's not a live. You know, it's not livable. Could you make it livable if you want to be hunched over the whole time because the ceilings aren't high?
Yeah.
You know, and then you'd insulate the roof. And then it could be, you know, quote unquote livable, but I don't think it would pass code.
Yeah. How are you going to get up there?
Yeah. So it's just mainly, it's just a storage area. But mice, they go in attics quite often.
Yeah. Do you ever like go into a place and you'll see like you knew right away there was mice?
Yeah. Before I even came here, once you said it was probably a squirrel, I had a feeling it was mice. It's majority of the time when people call me and say they have a squirrel, it's unless they see the squirrel, it's usually mice.
So if you saw, you could tell if it's infested by mouse droppings or if it's just...
Yeah, they're signs. So the signs that I was seeing here, there's some mouse droppings up there. There was an old box you said that the previous owners had left.
I don't know.
So it's like Monopoly money up there. There was bitten and chewed apart. Little holes, you know, maybe about the size of your thumb. If you were to stick like your thumb through this insulation, stuff like that, that's where they crawl through. So there's signs.
They don't live in the insulation to stay warmer.
They could. Theoretically, they could, usually not, but you know, it all depends because they will move this time of year. They're coming in because it's cold outside. Once spring comes and summer, they'll go back outside. It's nice. It's warm, you know, then change of seasons. It's the biggest time for rodents. So they always try to make their way inside after that.
So you don't think it's infested by
no.
much droppings?
No, there wasn't. Nope. No, it wasn't a lot of droppings. There were droppings, but again, it's hard to say once they poop, they dry out so quickly, so it's really hard to say when
they were there, but you
would, based off of it, I would see if it was really that bad, you'd see a lot more droppings down on the main level of the house, in the basement of the house, in the garage. You would see a lot more droppings. I have to think. I think I saw maybe a couple down in the basement, but if anything, most of the spots that I saw was up in the attic. That's the main areas.
It was I don't know if it was in Mexico or I don't know what country it was, but I think it was Mexico. I heard a thing on Dateline, how kids were getting really sick and dying and they couldn't figure out why.
It was the mice.
And they were breathing like mouse droppings.
Yeah.
Certain types of.
One of the things that make mice, there's pretty much two things that really make them a concern. One is they constantly urinate. When they walk over things, they urinate. All the time. They release pheromones in the air and they follow their ways. So if you start seeing droppings in a silverware drawer, wash all that silverware because they peed on it. Whatever they crawl over, they pee on. The other thing is it's a fire hazard. They chew everything. You know, if they see wiring, they'll chew it. It gets exposed wiring, those kinds of things. Those are the main things. They're not known to be a huge, You know, when if you call me and say, hey, I got mice bad, I'm not sitting there thinking, okay, what are they breathing in and that kind of stuff. Can they? Yeah, there's I'm sure there's illnesses and stuff like that that they can release through their urine and their droppings and that, but that's not the main concern. Those are usually some bigger animals that
a certain disease that in this country mice were carrying.
The mice carry the plague and all those kinds of the rats and that carry.
So they're pissing everywhere.
That's how they follow. That's how they find their way around. So they can urine. They can leave pheromone in their urine and say, "Food here, danger." You know. So they and other mice can sense it. So if they're back and forth, inside out, in and out, another mouse, you know, they can sense and they know. Then that's how they follow it. Again, they don't have good eyesight, so they rely on all their other senses.
Well, I mean, that's why I clean off. If I have a can, I clean it off like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because in these warehouses, rats are pissing on.
Yeah, yeah, they're walking right over everything. Yeah.
And fucking people just put a can to their mouth.
Yeah, I use a straw.
Yeah,
I just put a straw on it. Just to keep my mouth off of it. Yeah.
Clean it first.
Yeah.
The little piece that you knock
the tab into
the tab could be contaminated. People get sick from that. I mean, I'm not telling your business. I just.
No, yeah, it. Yeah. It's knocked 911 systems out, just mouse urine, you know, them peeing on the switchboards and that, walking over the cell phone towers and radio towers. It has in certain towns that I've worked in, it knocked out the 911 system and they ran it out of a trailer for a little while, but all just because of mice corroded the plates.
Did you see wires up there that they could shoot?
No, nothing. I didn't see anything like that.
Where
nothing dangerous.
Two wires in this house.
Basement. That's where I think where your wires are running through along the sill plate and then all that down there. But
those wires too. A lot of them are in the middle of the ceiling.
Yeah.
So they'd have to be an acrobatic.
They climb. They climb extremely, extremely well.
And they can run across a wire too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can balance on it. The big thing that usually squirrels tend to be the ones that cause more of the house fires and stuff like that than mice. But again, mice can do it.
You got to say if it's a squirrel, you got to tell the insurance company it's a raccoon because they don't cover rodents.
You could do that.
Yes, it was a raccoon. That's raccoon.
That's a cleanup too. Because I've done cleanups where I have to take all the insulation out and everything out of somebody's attic, clean everything out, put all new insulation down because of raccoon. Raccoon, you don't want to, this again. You don't want to breathe in that urine and feces and all that stuff. Well,
I don't think I have a raccoon.
No, definitely not. No raccoon.
So now have you ever come across you're in a place in an attic or just and seen rats and come across them?
Yeah. Rats, raccoons, baby raccoons. I had to take a bunch of babies out of an attic once and try to keep the mother at bay. She was in one end of the attic growling, hissing, trying to get at me. So we use the babies as bait. You take the babies, pick them up, put a glove on, obviously. They were still very tiny. You could barely open their eyes. Put them in the back of the cage, put a little divider so that they couldn't crawl out. And then the mom went in to get them. She got caught in the cage, move everything, relocate the mom and the babies at the same time.
And you're not allowed to kill them, are you?
No, no, no.
But, okay, so you take them and release them somewhere? Mm-hmm. Will they find their way back? Or
you got to not find their way back, you have to release them over a certain distance. They say about 5 miles as the crow flies, so straight line. Doesn't matter if you put in your phone and GPS says 5 miles, there's a lot of twists and turns. It's got to be a straight line. That's what the golden rule is, five miles.
Well, it can be 10 miles, not a straight line.
Yeah, but as long as if you were to put a pinpoint on your house and do a big circle 5 miles around, you're not within that diameter, you know, then you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and if you see a raccoon, obviously in a day, then they say it's rabbit. Right?
Yeah, it could be, or it could just be hungry. If it didn't get enough to eat, same with a fox. People see fox during the day and they get nervous. If it didn't eat enough over the nighttime and it's hungry, it can come out during the day. Usually look for them. They're lethargic. They look drunk. They're walking in circles, aggressive. They're coming close to you when, you know, they've shown it, those kinds of things. That's usually more the signs of it being rabid.
I thought, but I read different. I thought foxes were the number one carriers of rabies.
I think number one carriers now, I think might be bats. I could be mistaken. Yeah. Fox. No, they used to think every raccoon that was caught had rabies. You used to have to kill raccoons. Uh-huh. Luckily that changed. Cause I don't want to be doing that, but, I think now the big thing is people are worried about bats. If I ever deal with bats, double glove, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. We'll get to bats after rats and fucking raccoons. I got stuck here. Thinking, we were talking about So you've seen, so the raccoons that you've caught.
Yeah.
Like you don't get freaked out by any of it. Like
I do. I don't let the customer see it. I mean, I don't want to do it, but you know, that's what I mean.
You own this company.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have workers work for you?
No, no, just me right now. I just started. It's been less than a year that I've opened this company, but I've been doing this for 10 years now.
With other companies?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, do you ever have to get into a space that's so tight?
Mm-hmm. Crawl spaces and that. Yeah. You go into a lot of crawl spaces, especially when people have, they're called camelback crickets. They look like spiders, but they're crickets. Some people call them sprickets or spider crickets. That's a big thing in crawl spaces, basements and that. You're going in there with them, spiders.
How do you get rid of crickets?
Spray around the outside. It's actually fairly simple.
I see spiders in here. I don't kill them because spiders get other insects.
Certain other insects. Yeah. Depending.
I'm not anti-spider.
No, spiders inside, spiders around a property is a good thing. You know, you said, it eats other insects, but a lot of people don't want to see them inside. So
the only thing this is how weird I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm a scumbag. If I see, like when I saw a bug in my other place or a spider, I would put it in Tupperware and just throw it outside. Yeah. I wouldn't kill it.
There's a lot of people like that.
The only ones I kill are the ones with in the bathroom with 1,000 legs.
The centipedes, millipedes and those. Yeah. Yeah.
They die.
Yeah.
They die automatically.
They're the same. They work pretty much the same as crickets and that. They come from the same spots, same way to trade them. Yeah.
They're gross.
Yeah.
They're moisture
related. Yep. Yep. Related. Same. Yeah.
So now you go up to a place. Now rats carry rabies.
I believe they could. I'm not 100% on that. I believe they could. But
they were like
rats. Hey. Rats tend to not in this area, Central Jersey. Rats aren't a big problem inside. They're an outside thing. They burrow. You know, usually if somebody has rats around their house, I put stuff around the outside, and then look for the burrow holes. Look, see where they're living, and you know those kinds of things.
He's calling. I'm gonna have to decline it. Wait.
Hey, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, it was an accident. It was an accident for real. What? Why would you? What's that? Because we started talking rats, and I got so overwhelmed and just so amazed at the rat stories. And this is real staticky.
Staticky?
No, your phone was not you. You're not staticky.
Sounds like
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I don't want you to ever think I would hang up. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Well, did I fulfill your need about my wife?
Thank you. And you're lucky. You have a great marriage. How come that every time there's talking?
It's your voice reverbing back into
my voice.
Yeah. It's a speakerphone, probably.
My voice is fucked up. Thanks. I'll call you later. Oh, voicemails and missed calls. Why can hang up on me? Because that's what I do. Me and Norton, like in New York, they'll have those center islands with all the little plants and bushes and stuff. So we used to go and let's go feed the rats. And we would pull up right by the curb and we would throw like Reese's pieces and they would 20 or 30. I mean,
they pick up the whole thing and they run away with it.
And we would just sit there.
Yeah.
Just amazed looking at these. One night, that guy from Saved by the Bell Screech was at
Dustin Diamond.
You want to go feed rats with me? And we took him to feed rats.
Yeah.
Then my friend Bob, we took him. Then I was on a date one night with this girl. And I took her.
You took her to feed rats?
Well, first we went to dinner at she was in town with a friend.
Okay.
Her and a friend. Her friend went out with this guy that night. Some rich fucking bank, whatever.
Yeah.
He took her to like a 5-star restaurant. They were going to a play. And I was taking her out. And I took her first to this sex club, The Vault.
Okay.
First, we went out for like fucking burgers or whatever. Then I took her to a sex club. I had passes, and we just walked around and watched people for a few minutes.
Nice.
And we left there, and I go. Then I took her to, and we went to Bender Rapids.
It was so, dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was her date, like her fucking Broadway show. And she's sitting.
She's eating, feeding rats. Throwing pieces to her.
But they used to come out. Like,
yeah.
The other, one night I was walking in New York and a rat ran right across my foot.
Yeah.
I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah. City's a whole different animal when it comes to rodents.
Here in the world.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah. They all, to me, at a certain point, they all act the same. You get to know the, you know, what's scary about them, what's not scary about them.
Well, what's scary? There's got to be what, they'll attack you?
No, not really. I mean, unless you're really like, if you were to grab one while it was running by and pick it up, it's going to bite you. Other than that, I mean,
it bites you, then you could get,
then go to the doctors. Yeah. Well, you could get more than, you get a bunch of different things depending on what they're carrying. You know, they carry different diseases, whatever's on them, you know, any sort of bite, anything puncturing your skin, you want to go to a doctor because
yes.
You never know what, you know, human mouths are actually one of the worst things.
What is, yeah, I know that,
you know, as far as bacteria wise, if you, you know, friends of mine got into fights, punched somebody in the face, cut their hand. He almost lost his hand, one of them, because he kept waiting to go to, he's like, it's just swollen. It was a big infection. You know, yeah. Dog bites, they say, oh, dog bite, go right. Same thing. Any sort of animal, anything, just get it checked.
So like I was playing golf last week. It was a warm day.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on Twitter. I mean, I can show you a picture, but I was on one of the tee boxes and there was a deer leg about.
Okay.
Just the leg of a deer.
Just, yeah.
Parts of it. And I'm just sitting there. Matter of fact, I'll show you the picture. And I'm thinking, this is in the middle.
Was it right on the green?
Jersey. No, it was on the tee box.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You said that. Yeah.
Actually, which is not the first time I've seen. Oh, don't tell me I erased it. What a fucking douchebag I am. Did I erase it? I took it out of my pictures. Oh, no. Here it is.
Okay.
So it's okay. A big pile of shit. Can you see that to the
left? Oh yeah, right to the on the right hand side of it, yeah.
That's a pretty big. So I'm thinking, what kind of, you know, I went on Twitter, I go, what kind of fucking animal in Central Jersey?
Was that in this specific area?
Yeah, it was Neshonic State.
So a couple of years ago, I believe it was ABC had a story. There are mountain lions in that here. In this area.
Mountain lions, yeah. In Jersey.
You could go on, I believe it was 3-4 years ago. It was ABC. I found it on Facebook one time. I used to share it. I'll see if I could find it and send it to you or something. But yeah, it was on somebody's porch, their Ring doorbell, I believe. It was a camera. I'm not sure if it was Ring, but one of their cameras right by the front door, they saw light, you know, so they turned their light on. The eyes lit up and it was holding a deer by its neck and it walked away dragging the deer behind it.
A lion.
So, mountain lion, yeah.
A mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
Well, they're big in California.
Yeah, they're here. You just don't know. You won't see them. You really won't see them, but they're in this area. There's mountain lions, there's bears.
Coyotes. There's black bear, right?
Yeah, black bear. Yeah, no, nothing.
But they don't usually make it. They're usually up North Jersey. Like
they are.
Stokes, Delaware.
But they'll find them. They found them down in like Manalapan area. They've had a lot of bear sightings there. So they're around. They're up south, north, south. You know, so, they're not big down further south here. They're more, you know, North Jersey, you know,
yeah.
New York and that. They're big, but they are around.
There's Bear Mountain in New York, it's called.
Yep.
So someone said that the deer could have died somewhere else in vultures or whatever.
It could have been a hunter. If somebody shot something and they... I'm not a hunter, so I don't know exactly when it comes to gutting, if they doing stuff, something, they maybe broke a leg off and another animal found it and dragged it there. You know, it could be something like that. You know, it's tough to say, but there is a big pile of something there.
Yeah.
I'd have to see it like in person to kind of know what sort of animal it is, but there is a big pile of poop right next to it. So
it's got
to
be either a coyote. It's not vultures, because
no, unless a vulture picked it up and was flying with it and dropped it, but well, not likely. Yeah,
shit there.
Yeah.
So
my thing is, where's the rest of it? You know, so it carried that away from something. Because if it died there, and there would be other parts, body parts, so something picked that up and moved it.
Oh.
Because that's the only part there. It's just that leg. There's no other really, you know, you don't see ribs. You don't see any other bones, any other flesh. So it looks like something moved that to that area.
Well, that
it could have been, you know, coyote pick it up, walk away with it. You know, I'm not sure.
What's the percentage of bats that have rabies?
Off the top of my head, I can't tell you. I don't know. I know they always say if you're dealing with bats, two gloves, be very, very careful. Don't touch them. All that. They're not fun to mess around with. There's also certain times of year you can mess around with them. During certain times in the spring and summer, you're not allowed to touch them. They're protected.
Bats are protected.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because they're good. They're good for the environment. They say it's around the outside of your house are great. Inside your house are not great. You know, my parents in their backyard have a bat house. They eat their weight in mosquitoes about every night. So they're good to have. They eat tons and tons of insects, but you don't want them in because they're droppings and that can make you sick.
Do they attack?
No, not they could. You know, any animal has the potential to bite. They're very unlikely to bite. If they do, if you think you got bit
by a bat,
go to the doctor right away. Because what they do is they start you right away on rabies vaccine or rabies shots. It's something like that. It's all in your stomach. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bunch of shots all in your stomach.
Why don't they come up with just a one-shot thing?
I'm not a doctor, so I have no clue why they do it that way.
Well, I play a lot of golf, and I'm in like Arizona. And like, I mean, there's rattlesnakes.
Yeah. Rattlesnakes, scorpions down there. Yeah.
Oh, my friend's scorpions will hide in your shoes, mm-hmm. and sneakers.
Or yeah.
My friend put his foot in his, and a scorpion bit him. The most painful thing on the planet.
I could imagine.
Do you ever run across snakes?
Snakes, yeah. Here and there, not often. Usually just small garter snakes.
Does Jersey have poisonous snakes? You know?
I believe they do, but it's not common, especially not in these areas, not down here. If anything, it'd be more up north by the mountains.
No water moccasins?
Not that I've heard of, at least. Not that I'm taking care of. You know, usually I'm just getting a small garter snake that somehow got into somebody's house.
Never, like... Because people get snakes and then release them.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing. I caught it. The person...
They'll buy like a boa constrictor and get you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen a python outside of a person's house one time. Big, balled up in a hole in the ground. It was next to a church. Yeah, next to a church that I was taking care of. And went inside, told the people from the church. I said, look, it's not something that I take care of. It's way too big for me. It was a big one. It's at its biggest, maybe 5 inches around. And like, it appeared to be that. So it was balled up inside of a hole, but it was tan and brown.
Who do they call?
They called the,
ASPCA.
Animal control of the town that they were in. Yeah. Cause
that's scary. Like you wouldn't fuck with it.
I'm not touching it. No. I don't have any sort of training in snakes. I just know for a little bit from what I deal with, you know? Yeah. So that something like that, that's out of my pay grade.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll let somebody else take care of that.
So if a python gets you, you're done.
They're not poisonous. They're constrictors. Yeah. So it's like a boa and that they'll wrap around and that something, if it was a small python, something like that. Yeah. Grab it, you know, grab it behind its head, pick it up, put it into like a tote or something like that. Yeah. That's how I got the one out of one person's house. Strapped into
how
a tote.
Was it?
I was 18 inches long. It wasn't that big.
We see snakes on the golf course in Arizona or.
Yeah.
But they're not like.
They're common. They're all over this, you know, this area and that. They're here, don't see them.
Bobby hikes. They go hiking up in New York and he says there's tons of rattlesnakes up there up in the mountains in New York.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah. Yeah, my parents have a place outside of Lake Placid. They go up there. I haven't seen any snakes up there, though. Never seen a snake, but, you know, you see all those other things. Owls, moose, bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not as freaked out about snakes as I am. I think rats and bats are the bats are just fucking rats.
They are. Life. They are. Yeah.
They're flying fucking.
Yeah. They screech real loud.
Raina. Raina. Come here. What do you mean, no? Don't you have any pest control questions? Don't you want to know what's crawling up in your ceiling? Huh? You're no fun. So I'm trying to think else what I got to cover.
How long
you? This was the summer and they were digging up that property over there.
Yeah.
There'd be tons of fucking mice running over here.
It could be. Could be. You know, you never know. Hopefully they'll run into
the other way
and, you know, go into that building over there.
That's all doctor's offices.
They want warmth. They want warmth. They want water, stuff like that. They'll go. They don't care. You know, they'll go into abandoned houses and those kinds of things. Even with heat off, no food. You know, they need shelter. To, you know, think like us.
Like all of that shit freaks me out. Like possums.
Possums are good to have. Possums are another thing that's good to have. They eat a lot of ticks. Possums eat a lot of insects. They're gross to look at because they have that rat tail. They have that long, thin face. They're white, but it's not likely to bite you. I believe they're very hard. It's very hard for them to get rabies. I believe their immune system and stuff like that. It fights it off pretty well. So possums, honestly, they're a good thing to have, just like bats. As long as they're not in your house messing with you, they're good to have. They eat a lot of insects.
And if they were up in the attic,
you'd know.
Be hanging. How would you know?
There would be an opening from the outside. You'd be able to clearly tell because they need a large opening to get inside. They're also not the type of pest that usually invade. They're not really like an invasive.
I had them in
species for your home
an apartment. You know, when I was single 30 years ago, 40, and there was bats up in the. I was on the third floor of a building.
Yeah,
there was always bats. One got into my house. I was sitting there with some girl. I was ready to bang her. And, you know, party and a bat flew in.
Got up and it ruined your party.
I got up, I pushed her out of the way and ran out the door.
Leave her in there. They're honestly not too terribly hard to get rid of, especially if you know where they're going. Like I was saying, if they go underneath, say, your fascia board on the outside of your house, one easy way that people and I have used to get rid of them is take regular screening for your door or window, go right along the area that they're going underneath. Staple it above it, let it hang below. So when they come out at night to fly out, they'll fly out right underneath it. But when they come back to try to go back in, they'll keep hitting that screen and they can't get back in. So that's one way of
or patch up the fucking hole.
If you could, there's certain ways, certain siding is people that are susceptible, especially to like carpenter bees. Those are the same people that get bats. Every year when I spray for carpenter bees, early spring, I always hit at least 2 to 3 bats.
Wait, is there a way to prevent them? You're saying spray some
For carpenter bees?
No, to prevent bats from.
Not really. No. The only exclusion is the number one way for bats. It's there is stuff that you couldn't put for bats. It's not like a pesticide or anything like toxic, but there's like stuff that makes it sticky and it makes smell. You know, there's all different types of stuff. The number one way, the easiest way, is exclusion. If you know where they're going, know the spots that they usually go to, stuff's, you know, even just something as simple as, like I said, screening or pipe insulation, that black pipe insulation. If you break that in half and shove it into the spot where they're going, that's enough to keep them out.
Well, they're not like rats or mice. They can't get through small holes.
They squeeze in a smaller spot than you think they could, but they're not the type that are going to, it's not going to come in and then start crawling around your kitchen and. You know, usually they'll go underneath something. They kind of hang out there until it's time for them to go out at night and hunt and feed.
So you won't see them in the day flying around.
Not usually.
But like rats and mice have no backbone. That's why they could.
Yeah, they're very malleable. They could squeeze, like I said, a mouse that just needs a quarter of an inch opening and it'll squeeze right through it.
A quarter of an inch.
They're about the size, if you look at the body, about the size of your thumb.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit bigger or smaller, depending. They just need a quarter of an inch. They squeeze right underneath. So that's why garage is the number one spot. They could go right underneath garage doors sometimes, depending on how solid and, you know, down on the floor it is. They always end up in basements.
Ticks are my one. Like when I play golf, I tuck my pants
into your socks and that. Yeah.
I mean, New Jersey has so many fucking deer tick out here.
So, and a common thing with deer tick, they're called deer tick, not because they mostly feed on deer. They're mostly on rodents. I believe it's the one of the guys doing a lot of research on them and that his last name was deer. So they became known as the deer tick.
Oh,
the number one thing. So the tick population is directly correlated with the rodent population. You have a high rodent population, you have a high tick population usually. A mild winter where it's not very cold, a cold, very, very cold winter will take out about 50% of the rodent population. If it's a mild winter, they're not dying, you know, depending on whatever ate them. But if there's a lot of rodents, then usually it tends to be a lot of ticks. So they're usually directly correlated.
On a golf course, deer that's running through.
Yeah, they will feed on deer, but the number one thing that they feed on is rodents. They will go to deer. But in those golf courses, in the same thing, you just don't see them. There are, there's, you know, there's mice and rats and chipmunks.
Oh, look at this. We got another. Hello? You're on speakerphone.
Oh, speakerphone.
Oh, is that well, CQ?
Here's the thing. I'm doing a podcast right now, so you're on it. But in our house, I had this top-notch exterminator come over because my daughter heard stuff up in the attic, which were a couple mice. So I'm doing I'm doing an interview with an exterminator right now, and we're talking ticks right now. Rat ticks. I know. That's what I was talking to him about. Fucking rat. Bobby called too. You know, so that's what got us on the rat story. Yeah, like he knows New Jersey rats. Like New York rats are a whole different story than fucking New Jersey. Yeah. You know, New Jersey rats kind of just burrow into the ground. Fucking New York rats are all over the place.
So we're for the burrow, yeah.
Well, that's no one's there. Rat is Norwegian.
Norwegian rat, yeah.
Yeah. Do you, like, that's one of my biggest fear is rats.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. You know that guy, remember the guy in New Jersey? Remember the Iceman, the killer?
Yeah.
He said he, one guy, he said, I don't know, he's a fucking liar too. I say that now, and I would say it was fake. But he said that he used to, one guy who was so mad at him, he tied him up and put a video camera, and then put a bunch of rats in there, and then watched the video later when they came.
Yeah.
That was, George Orwell's 1984, right? Where the guy put the fucking guy, the basket on the face and let the rat eat his face. Holy fuck. How scary is it? No, first of all, there was a movie and actually I saw up to that scene and then I bailed out. Yeah, why would I read the fucking book when I could watch the movie? Okay. All right, I'll call you back. Why are you calling me? What, to complain about what or yell at me about what?
No, I was just going to complain that you won $10,000.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I completely forgot about that.
Congrats, yeah.
You know why? Because in the my last two albums, one best album of the year, 2 out of 4 years, and you forget about it. This is the power of my manager. I wrote to him. You know, I won whatever, da da da. I go 2 out of 4 years, my last two albums. I go, you wouldn't think it would be too hard to get me some stuff being, you know, people think I'm funny. And then he writes back, I saw it. I saw that you won. That's it. Not congratulations. I can't. Let me try to parlay this into something. He goes, I saw it. I know. It's fucking
what?
Don't say that on the podcast.
Thanks. Not the exterminator. Unbelievable. Well, thank you for the call.
I tried to bring it all back. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Bye. This is pretty impressive for you.
Right? Yeah. That.
You listen to us.
I heard his voice. I'm like, oh, that's
you listen to us on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Bobby and Colin.
Bobby and Colin.
What are the odds? Where are you going?
I have to leave.
Why?
I have to go grocery shopping.
You go every day grocery shopping. You went yesterday.
You eat so much.
Yeah, but you requested a certain meal plan.
Well, Raina won't come and do anything. I'm going to wrap this up. Anything you need to ask? Huh?
I mean, it is weird, right? To be talking all about... You know, rodents, nobody has more of a rat face than I'm surprised you're not in a cage yet, to be honest.
I didn't bring a big enough one. Right, next time.
That's what you got?
I didn't sit in there and think about it. I just came up with it just now, and I looked at your face. Also, I know this is, like, exciting for you to finally, like, This is all.
It's exciting for me. Bobby called. Colin called. You both are here. This is awesome.
Norton's in the bedroom.
Oh, God. with what guy?
He's tight. And I do stuff. Anyway, it's a long story. You get to talk rats. Talk rats to somebody that's like, it's Rich Voss.
Yeah.
It's like two of your favorite things in the world. So, don't say, oh, big deal. Your favorite thing in the world is that somebody knows who you are. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
How are you guys?
100%.
And
I was up at 12:30. I was one of the only exterminators up then. And luckily I saw his tweet.
Yeah. Exterminators are rise and shiners.
Yeah, not me.
Early to bed, early to rise. Just like we're not nocturnal, like the animals.
What do you call it? I won the best comedy album of the year on the Interrobang. And you, because of, I think a lot of it is popularity.
Didn't you see what I wrote on your thing?
Yeah.
Did you just fart? Podcast and there's someone here.
Oh, no one can hear it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Nice to meet you.
He deals with rats and shit up. Yeah, I'm talking
about the things I smell. Don't worry about it.
I know, but it's just like the principle. It's so crazy that you would, after 15 minutes of talking to somebody,
I didn't do it. He couldn't.
I didn't know.
You didn't know until you
fought.
No, I didn't. My back hurts. You don't know that. It could be my back.
Yeah, it's spasm or something.
Yeah. All right. Listen, give a thank you. Give a plug, whatever you want for, you know, your business.
Yeah, it's Chris. My company name is Primary Pest Control, right out of Central New Jersey, Middlesex, Monmouth, Ocean Counties. I go up to from Ocean up to Union Counties in New Jersey. Do pretty much everything. So anything you need.
Except pythons.
All different types of services, preventative, all that kind of stuff. So the website is Primary Pests. That's PESTS.com. And you get everything through there and contact me through there.
Well, I thank you. Bonnie, do you have anything you want to plug?
Westside Comedy Club on the 29th. What's the last day of January?
I don't know.
Whatever the last
31st.
The 31st.
And the 1st.
And the 1st. Headlining with Ken Kranz and Karen Feehan, the Westside Comedy Club. Get your tickets.
I want to thank the Interrobang for considering me for Best Album of the Year, which I won on that.
Congrats on that. That's great.
Yes, thank you. My new album, When I Saw Hamilton, which you can get on iTunes or wherever they sell those fucking things. This week, I will be at... I will be in Las Vegas, Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, Thursday through Sunday this week. Then I have Helium coming up. And do not forget... Next week, Detroit Creeps with Kids tour, creepswithkids.com. The tour starts back up this month, going into February, Ridgefield Playhouse. We got Long Island. We got up in Mass. Go to creepswithkids.com tour. The fucking powerhouse of a show. Myself, Florentine, Bobby Kelly, Ron Bennington, nonstop. Killer show from beginning to end. creepswithkids.com tour. Thank you for listening. Fuck yourselves.
Completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, giving them the birth. Just letting them, just like, just like, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like,
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, "Well, we just spent all this time making them."
All right. Well, listen,
people make mistakes. They're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking, and somebody came up with the idea, and they were like, "That is hilarious. That's so great." And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like,
The plane bailed out.
Yeah.
The plane said, I can't do this.
Right, guys, I'm going home. I was with Ian back. We were like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston, creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too at the Funny Farm. Cuyahoga Falls, creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls, creepswithkids.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.